is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Colorado Buffs over the weekend on the basketball side of things. Whew, took care of the Miami Hurricanes 90-63. That was a big win for Tad Boyle's crew. Talking to us a little bit about that, Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, my man, they did all of that. They beat Miami without Cody Williams, too. That's even more impressive. It was an impressive win either way, but how did it go down?
Well, the Buffs came out, and their leaders, speaking of, you can talk about Cody Williams not being the McDonald's All-American, but Tristan Da Silva was one assist away from a triple-double, had a monster game. K.J. Simpson did what K.J.'s been doing all season. He's averaging almost 20 points per ball game. He was outstanding. They shared the ball. They had 28 assists in that contest on 37 field goals, which is an enormous number in college basketball. And played very good defense. And so I thought they really took the heart out of Miami. I thought with about 5 minutes left in the second half of that game, Brady, that Miami kind of raised the white flag. They seemed to kind of, okay, we're done. We can't do it. Because Colorado dominated that basketball game. And so awful impressive performance. I still think Colorado's ceiling, we're yet to see it. Because I've been telling you since preseason, I thought this team could be special. And I think they've really got an opportunity.
So many great players on this roster, too, Mark. I mean, you just mentioned those guys with Da Silva, K.J. Simpson, and, of course, we got Cody Williams, too. This is just a stacked roster. And then when you see a guy like Eddie Lampkin, he played pretty well in this game. I mean, I was shocked at his performance against CSU, Mark, because I'd watched him play before, and I was just kind of blown away. But he's still a pretty solid player.
Oh, there's no doubt. And I'll tell you what, the game against CSU, here's the deal. That's not a great game for Eddie Lampkin because CSU is a smaller basketball team. That's not a real large basketball team they've got up before college. And so Eddie being 6'11", 265 pounds, and being, you know, he's out there, he's at his best when he's banging with other 7-foot guys and big bodies, and CSU doesn't play that kind of basketball. And so that was not a great set of circumstances, a great matchup, if you will, for Eddie when the Buffs took on CSU. And so I think that was part of the issue there. But he's been a very nice addition. I like what he brings. He brings energy. He brings defense. He rebounds. And, you know, on occasion, he can score when he has to. He had 11 points in the first half against Miami the other day. Did not score in the second half. But he can really be a nice piece in this basketball team for Colorado.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffs, talking to us here. And this just looks to be like this is going to be a really good group here. I obviously, Mark, we've talked about it. I think this is going to be a dancing team for sure. The question is, can they get over that hump? Can they get past the first round? I think they'll definitely be there when it comes to March Madness.
Well, they're talented enough. I mean, this from a talent standpoint, this is a second weekend team, and you know, fans many times will overreact to what they see early in a year, and they'll see a game that's deciding, oh, man, what's going on with the Buffaloes, or, you know, get overexcited about something. I try never to do that. I try never to really evaluate a team in depth until we get to middle of January into February. That's when you can really start telling what these teams are. Early on, there are some teams that peak early. There are some teams that have a, you know, steady progression as they build throughout the year. Now the thing we don't know is injuries. Can injuries pop up and derail somebody? And that does happen on occasion. But no, Colorado from a makeup standpoint does not have a weakness. They've got good size. They're very good defensively. They shoot the ball exceptionally well. They're one of the top shooting teams in the country. They share the ball. They're one of the top assist teams in the country. They defend. So this team does not have a weakness. And Tad Boyle's teams in the course of his 13 prior seasons have gotten progressively better as the year has gone on. That's why I think this team's got a real opportunity to make some noise. Because once you get to that second weekend, Brady, then anything can happen. I told you before, you got to be good, you got to be lucky. And anything could happen once you get there.
Well, Tad Boyle and company going up. Tad's going up against his old crew coming up on Friday, Mark. So that will be an interesting one.
Yeah, It is. You know, Northern Colorado coming to town, and so we've got the. In fact, the women's team is facing Northern Colorado the following week, and so it's good to see the Bears and you know, coming home off a game like that, having a little bit of time off. And right now, for most college basketball teams, things are getting a little bit sparse from a scheduling standpoint because most schools have got their finals taking place. And so the Buffs have got UNC on Friday and then Utah Tech. And I had to even look them up, by the way, coming up right before Christmas on the 21st or 22nd or something. But, this is that kind of quiet point of the year. From a college basketball standpoint, but that'll be a good one. Coming home, feeling good about yourself, have a nice performance, have a complete game against the Bears, and then, you know, get ready for finals, get through them, and then, jump into the holiday break.
It's crazy sometimes, you know, those that kind of move into the area and they're basketball fans following the Buffs, following Tad Boyle, but knowing that he started here in Greeley at the University of Northern Colorado. He was a Greeley Central stud, absolute yep. legend there. He just has such a unique story and a unique career when he changed his career and decided to get into coaching. He is just one of the more... obviously talented. Mark, you and I have talked about that a lot, but I just really love his background and his story.
I've told him many times, you made one mistake in your life from a basketball standpoint, and that's when you decided to go to Kansas.
Mm, mm.
You know? I mean, because otherwise you would have been, you know, Mr. Colorado, for goodness sake.
Yes.
Great player in Greeley. Father's an instructor at UNC. He could have, because the Buffs had offered, and he was on his way here, and then Kansas came in late, and so I said, he could have gone to CU, then he become a very good coach and resurrect a program at UNC, come down to Boulder and do what you... I said, they would have been building statues of you all over the darn state, but you had to go and mess it up and go to Lawrence, Kansas, dang it.
Well, and you know what? It all ended up working out. He came back, right. And he was great at UNC, and I always like, you know, the year after he left, he goes to CU, and then, of course, that was the year UNC, well, it's wiped from the record books now, Mark, but the year UNC yep. went to March Madness. Yep. And I've not taken anything away from BJ Hill's coaching ability, but that was something that Tad Boyle was certainly building up over the years.
Yeah, without question. You know, when you take over a team like Coach Hill did and you know, from Tad, and you know, you're inheriting a squad that's been constructed already. And so, Tad, I've talked about that over the years. He goes, I was so proud of that team because it was a team that he said, me and my staff had put together and kind of sent on its way, and then it went and had a phenomenal season, obviously, that first year, and had a great season. And you know, so Tad looks back in that group with a lot of pride and what it was when he left it. I mean, consider where that program was, Brady, when he got there, from that point to the point that he left. You know, in the course of those 4 years, he really resurrected that thing and did a heck of a job.
No question. Speaking of resurrecting something, let's look at the Colorado Buffs football side of things. Well, we said they needed to get big, bad boy offensive linemen, and Mark, they have done it. Obviously, Jordan Seaton leading this group, but there's a lot of new names that you're going to get very familiar with on that offensive line before next season.
Well, isn't it interesting that a week ago the sky was falling and, oh, my goodness, it was just awful. And go back to what I talked about earlier about jumping to conclusions way too quickly, right? People were talking about, oh, there are five or six guys in a transfer portal and you had a coach leave and now another coach is leaving and people run out of their minds. And I'm like, just relax a little bit. See how this thing turns out. By the time you and I talked last week, we'd just gotten into the transfer portal. It had been open for 48 hours. So I can't talk about specific players, but everyone has seen the reports out there. You know, they got the number one tackle in America from a freshman standpoint. They got to be coming in out of high school. You've got, five or six now offensive linemen. They have stacked up through the transfer portal along with some other positions. Right now the Buffs portal class is ranked number one of the country. Their overall class, I think, is 25th. Now, I was on a show in Boston last night. The guy asked me, he said, you know, I'm looking at this. Their recruiting class is 54th in the country right now. That's not very good. And I said, no, you're correct. It is 54th in the country. But I said, that's the old way of looking at recruiting now. What's their overall class ranking? Because, you know, you're thinking in 1990 kind of terms. Okay, how are they doing in the high schools? That's not the way this works anymore. Prime's been very open about the fact that he is primarily going to be a guy that recruits the portal because of the immediate impact. And then once you get things rolling, of course, then you can maybe shift a little bit of that emphasis back to the high school ranks. But, you know, from a high school recruiting standpoint, it's 54th last I checked. Overall, it's 25th, which is pretty good and getting better, and number one portal class. So, Yeah, I've been awful impressed. You know, we hired a new offensive line coach. Guy was an NFL player, is coaching the NFL. And so, yeah, things are looking really interesting.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. Before we let you go, what can you tell us about this new class at Colorado, Primetime Public Performance and Leadership?
I have pretty, no idea.
Naming it after. Why aren't they naming classes after you, Mark? Because I'd go.
Well, you know,
if I could get in.
Well, sure. First off, I'd have to okay who is getting in. And you definitely are not
right.
getting in. Right?
Right.
But I don't even. Yeah, I saw that yesterday. Somebody sent it to me and said, "What do you think of that?" I'm like, I don't even know what that means. I mean, listen, you and I love college athletics.
We do.
Which means we love colleges. And in large part, academically, I applaud a lot. But then there every once in a while I see something and go, what are we doing? What does that even mean? What exactly are we trying to teach right there? I don't know. That's just one of those classes. I think somebody in CMCI got all tickled by what they saw with college football this year with Prime and said, let's teach a class. You know, I saw one the other day. There's some class out there apparently about looking at the in-depth meaning of Taylor Swift's lyrics. And you just go, what in the world are we doing?
Is there actually meaning in those lyrics, Mark?
Well, I know she's got a terrible choice in men. I know that if you listen to her songs. But outside of that, I'm not sure what the meaning is.
I know. There's some wild classes, man. I don't get it. This is certainly interesting. Mark, my man, I know we'll be competing radio guys on Friday. So
we know
what time the game gets going, 6 o'clock. And
that is a 6 o'clock game. And, of course, you can hear the Bears broadcast, of course, on your airwaves. And I'll be on the Colorado Basketball Network. We hit the air at 5:30 and the tip-off just after 6.
I might put both broadcasts on and just see what happens. You
there
know,
you
watch
I
the game,
what?
Mute it, and yeah.
I was going to say, just put them up and just keep running the different pots up and so you can go back and forth between your broadcast and broadcast. Every 30 seconds, just, or maybe even, you know what would be kind of cool? Do it every possession. So as soon
yes.
as the rebound comes down to the Buffs, pot me up, and as soon as it does, the rebound comes down to UNC, pot your broadcast up, and we'll see what it sounds like.
Boy, you have a lot of faith in my ability to do all of this stuff, Mark. But we're going to give it a try. We're going to see what happens.
I've always wanted to do this. Kevin Harlan did this years ago when Seattle, oh, goodness, I'm trying to think who it was. He was doing the Minnesota Timberwolves, and they did a broadcast where they connected the two broadcasts, and they actually did that live on the air.
Wow. That would be, yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun, man. I've always wanted to do it, and I've never kind of had quite the right circumstances to do that. So maybe sometime, you know, I can work that out. But I think that'd be kind of fun. So what they did, they actually bounced back and forth. So the rebound would come down to Colorado, you know, and then, you know, in this case, I would start talking. And as soon as the rebound went to the opposition, the other guy would start talking. And I thought it was really kind of a neat thing at the time. So maybe I'll do that sometime.
That would actually, now that you say it, now I'm thinking about it, that would actually be really unique. That would be kind of cool. You let me know when that happens, Mark, because I'm all in.
We got to figure that out. Next to the bus play, one of the guys in the business is one of my good friends. I'll talk to him beforehand and say, hey, let's give this a try. There's a bunch of guys in the Big 12 that I know very well. Maybe we'll talk to them and see if they want to mess around with that next year.
Mark, always love it, my man. And when you do open up that class, you know, like I said, I'd like to interview to at least get in, you know, apply and see what happens.
We'll call it broadcasting. 701 or something.
Yep.
With Mark Johnson, where I'll teach you the basics of team roping and bird hunting. That's gonna be my class.
Hey, I'll be like your student assistant or whatever. I'll just be that guy. You know, you're off a day, I'll take over the class for a day or something.
And it's got to be a senior level class. I think it's gonna be a 4 or 5 credit class. Well, it'll be a real big one.
Big one, gigantic. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Always appreciate you, my man.
All right, brother. See you.
This class. So it's the College of Media, Communication, and Information. That's their, so like you enroll at CSU and you, or CU, and you want to get into the media side. Is this just for athletes, though? It's Primetime Public Performance and Leadership.
Doesn't sound like, it sounds like it's an open
class. Well, it says focus on helping college athletes explore how to manage their time. And then college, prepare for career, manage credibility, identify when to best speak into their profit center, advocate for worthy causes.
It may be like not required, but kind of promoted for student athletes, but I imagine normal students could take this.
How to interact with journalists and media? Should Joker do a class, how to interact with referees?
Probably.
Maybe that would help.
you know, and he wouldn't get ejected anymore. He
talking
get
to referees
technical fouls.
In a second language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Your home for UNC basketball, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.